media to guarantee or try to guarantee me being here or my descendants, copy of me. So the life should be here. Intelligence is protector of life. So looking, these are together to work with. One is looking for the necessities of life. The other one is looking for solutions and playing different roles. But these two are together. This was the explanation. He added to it that, oh, the intelligence itself doesn't care about this. It's something else. So it was somehow some explanation. And he said, okay, I gave you some explanation. Don't jump to the conclusion, because this thing that we were talking, if it was going to be explained easily, then there were no need for so many years of experience and trying this and trying that and having a teacher and finding a murad and things like that. It would be explained. Remember, the subject we are studying is beyond the limit of intelligence. Mainly is love, and love cannot be described or understood by explanation. So, he will say, although the secret of the story is, what is the secret of the story, Milady? Do you remember? First day, I believe I will give a very long lecture about the story, what the story is, and mainly why we are talking only with the stories. We choose the stories. Do you remember? We choose the story because we want to talk about something which we cannot talk about. When you have something in your mind, you want to say it, but you don't know how to say it, what do you do? You make an example, yes. You make up a story. Story could say the unsayable, first. Second, story is impersonal. So when I'm talking about a very bad guy in the story, you will not be offended. You will not become defensive, although I'm talking about you. I'm showing you all your shortcomings. Story could be generalized and will carry a lot of different meanings. Story is memorable. You will remember the stories, even if it is a very silly soap opera story, but you will remember it. And so on and so on. There are a lot of reasons for the story. Here, Rumi is the storyteller. So we will tell you the secret of a storyteller. What is the secret of a storyteller? Why are you looking at me? I said Rumi is telling you, look at the book. He told you the secret of a storytelling. Storytelling is a bit of bait and a trap. When I want to say a story to someone, first of all, I look around for the bait to make the story interesting to the person, and I'm making a trap for that person because I want to trap that person. In what?
Into understanding.
Imagination, not understanding. I'm avoiding understanding. Because the understanding, quote-unquote, means to bring the proof, claim something and prove your point. And this is not something we could do. Who could prove love? No one. So we don't want to make you understand. We want to agitate your imagination to think differently. Imagination is the key. Imagination is the word that Rumi will base his second book upon, which is the Book of Knowledge. Here he will say, the secret of the story is bait and the trap. Because I know I'm putting a bait out there. Because if I would have told you the story of two rabbits fighting each other, it wouldn't do for you. It needed to be a man and a woman for you to give them the humanistic characteristics and things like that. So the secret of the story is this bait and the trap. But listen to the form, not the secret of it, but listen to the form of this story when I complete it. And I do this, why? That's the explanation. Because the explanation is never enough. If explanation was enough for the meaning, then there was no need to work around it. That's why we tell the stories. We try to provoke your imagination, because there is something that should come out from you. It should happen in you. It is your decision, you remember? Freedom of choice. We are not going even to push you towards somewhere, because we believe nobody has the right to do that. It's upon you. Even if it looks like something happened and it's out of your control, you should stand up and be responsible, right? To be responsible, you should have freedom of choice. That's why we are playing around. And remember that this thing beyond the logic is not really explainable. Yes?
If love were thought and reality, the form of your fasting and prayer would be non-existent. The gifts of lovers to one another are, in respect of love, naught but forms. That the gifts may have borne testimony to feelings of love which are concealed in secrecy.
You see, here he opens an argument which we are going to hear for years, because he will bring it in again and again, because it's a very, very important one. When we make the division in this, dividing the stuff, which we call analysis, this is easy. And we have done it for so many years in the science. The problem is to divide without separating two things. Keep them together. We don't believe in separation. We are looking at the totality, even outward. We don't look at... Do you remember we are running away from precision? Because we want to understand the totality of existence. That's the point. Not this part of existence and that part of it. All of it, especially when it comes to understanding myself. I cannot understand some part of me, be ignorant about the other parts, and claim that I know myself. I have to know it all. Just okay. Whenever we arrive to this argument, there is one simple universal discourse here around, which goes about the form and the essence. Everything has a form, everything has an essence. The essence for us is very important. How about form? What is the form? When you're looking at the person and you will say the character and behavior and personality of that person is so and so and so, so that person is likable, but that person has a very ugly physical appearance. What now? You see the dilemma? Because logically, remember in logic, you are used to black and white, up or down, good or bad. It's a bivision. Rumi called it bivision. Remember, he said, right at the beginning, he said, the problem is that for you, one thing is two things. He talked about this two and one, mainly when it came to personal effort and having faith. Remember, in that long story, he was talking about this and that, and say, there is no this or that. It's this and that, both together. But you have it